trouble, baby. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Allen. Legislative Republicans are expected to skip any action in a special session called today by the governor.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers called for that session to debate and discuss a billion-dollar package of bills aimed at improving child care in Wisconsin, including raises at the UW system, matching funds of an expired federal child care grant program, and increased paid family leave. But Republicans are expected to gavel into the session as required and immediately adjourn. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is already vowing to block any UW system raises or funding unless the system gets rid of diversity and inclusion positions and programs, something Republicans say are divisive and a waste of money. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee's mayor envisions an entertainment district outside of the Brewers ballpark. Cavalier Johnson described his idea of using some American Family Field parking spaces for the district, which he sees as a way to fund repairs and renovations to the Brewers Stadium.
It could be housing, it could be restaurants, it could be apartments, it could be hotels. I mean, there's any number of things.
The district would be similar to the Milwaukee Bucks Deer District outside Fiserv Forum and the Green Bay Packers Title Town outside of Lambeau Field. A Wisconsin congressman says striking United Auto Workers members deserve what they're asking for.
Wages haven't kept up with inflation, and workers feel that punch. They feel like they're falling further and further behind because they are. So it's pretty reasonable that these men and women who are working for UAW-backed car manufacturing facilities are looking for higher wages.
First District Republican Brian Stahl of Janesville, in a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, says he's hopeful for a resolution, noting a strike isn't good for anyone.
People buying cars, let alone the families of those who have a loved one working at those factories who are on strike, the best thing we could do is see a resolution come forward.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A man wanted in connection with a Wausau shooting incident is in custody thanks to an assist from police in Racine.
Officers there found 18-year-old Nicholas Multani passed out in a parked vehicle while performing a well-being check and discovered that he was wanted in Marathon County on charges of recklessly endangering safety and other gun-related offenses. He was booked into the Racine County Jail and made a court appearance on Monday for charges of obstructing an officer and will now await extradition back to Wausau. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Multani was 17 when officers say he fired a gun outside of Wausau home during an argument back in July. And a staple of Milwaukee's East Side closed after more than a century in the community. The Downer Theater, which was known for playing independent and foreign films, announced its closure in a brief post on social media Tuesday night. The reason for the theater's closing wasn't mentioned. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Normand Roland Rashke, age 86, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his brother, Harvey Rashke of Butternut, by his sister, Rose Garcia of Milwaukee, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will take place at Union Cemetery in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Rashke, age 86, Park Falls.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. Kay is survived by two sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, two daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, three granddaughters, one grandson, three step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rude, Gary Rude, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rude, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
Richard Dale Barrett, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife Rebecca and son Jeremy of Park Falls, two sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, two sisters-in-law and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the Burt Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Burt Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Barrett.
A celebration of life service for Kenneth Strobel will be held this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running through the evening at the Kennan Park. Again, celebration of life for Kenneth Strobel this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Kennan Park.
David Wayne Kinnear, age 82, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Friday, September 15th, 2023. He is survived by two daughters, Christine Kinnear of Butternut and Lori Tice of Butternut, two grandchildren, his brother Jack Kinnear of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, at First Congregation United Church of Christ in Park Falls. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Wayne Kinnear. Harold Walter Herbst Jr. passed away on September 15th, 2023, surrounded by family at his home. He is survived by his wife Rose of Butternut, their four children, Harold Herbst III of Butternut, Heidi Lyon of Tennessee, Jake Herbst of Hudson, Becky Wegner of Park Falls, 11 grandchildren and four great-grandchildren, his stepmother Lois Herbst, brother Ed Herbst, sister Kathy City, and half-brother Ron Herbst. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 22nd, 2023, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday, September 22nd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Burt Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold Walter Herbst, Jr.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so
that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer batter parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shopper. You got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Wheelway right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Lows dip down to about 52 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mid-70s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Showers continue. Looking further out, 67 on Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 54 tonight. A high of 78 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 52 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 78.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool?
And Morgan Wallen, now here's Everything I Love.
We were listening to one more silver dollar.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying that it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Need it.
Lainey Wilson and getting our hopes up over here. Yes, Florida Georgia Line potentially getting back together. I'll give you that story next.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in-store only. Exclusions apply.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black sea was made for moving on. That girl is going on.
And love the music.
I wouldn't know what's in the end. It wasn't what he did. No, it was what he didn't.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all. Sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it.
Buddy Johnson and the Painter. Oh, you guys, you're gonna hate me. I read the headline wrong. I thought we were gonna get our hopes up for a reunion. It says, don't get your hopes up. Whoops. Okay, we're talking about Florida Georgia Line. Yeah, we know that according to them, they separated on good terms. Now they both have what seem like successful solo careers, so that's great. But it seems that in the past, Brian Kelly has made it clear that there will not be a reunion happening. In a more recent Instagram poll, fans asked what they thought about a possibility FGL reunion sometime in the next 2 years. And Brian Kelly himself reposted the poll, adding a comment, respectfully, I can tell you that's not happening. Yikes. Sounds like there was definitely or is definitely some beef.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 78. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Showers possible both days. Looking further out, 69 Sunday and 66 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 54 tonight. A high of 78 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 52 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 77.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
Been
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Plain window is always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorated.
Church and George Burge on the way next.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Aluminum soffit is low maintenance, corrosion resistant, durable, and installs easily. White, brown, and black options are available in our store to complement multiple styles of siding and accentuate your home's exterior. Right now, all aluminum soffit systems are 11% off. Good through September 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. Get ready. It's coming this Saturday, September 23rd, the St. Anthony's Fall Festival with great activities planned. Starting at 2 p.m. Saturday, it's bingo at the Padua Center, then Mass at 4:30 with the guitar choir after Mass. Enjoy dinner and the pie auction. If you're interested in helping with the event or baking a pie, please contact Joan Page at the church office. Everyone is invited to come out and enjoy the St. Anthony's Fall Festival this Saturday, taking place at 276 5th Avenue South in Park Falls.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 78. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Showers possible both days. Looking further out, 69 Sunday and 66 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 54 tonight. A high of 78 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 52 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 77.
From our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
That was no daddy's dream. Was not your mama's prayer. But I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. Standing still, you're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, it's living. I paint with my old
me a little out of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. Pretty little.